Hello, I am Manas Saran and I am a program manager in the Azure Backup team at Microsoft. In this video, I will give you a brief overview of how you can backup and restore a Hyper-V VM running on Windows Server 2016 using System Center 2016 DPM. First, a brief overview of System Center 2016 DPM. DPM can protect various business workloads like SQL, SharePoint, Exchange file servers, whether they are running on physical servers, Hyper-V or VMware. DPM backs up data to disk to meet tight RTO requirements of minutes for operational recovery. Optionally, data can be backed up to cloud for meeting their offsite copy, compliance, or long-term retention goals. DPM can protect not only Windows clients, but also Windows or Linux VMs running on Hyper-V. With recent DPM Reddit 12 R2 announcement, DPM can now protect VMs running on VMware with agentless backup technology. DPM's ability to backup heterogeneous environment with disk and cloud targets helps customers in having a single backup solution for their heterogeneous IT environment. You can protect your private cloud deployments such as Hyper-V and VMware VMs and your server applications such as SQL, SharePoint, and Exchange using DPM 2016. Here, I will give you a brief demo of protecting a Hyper-V VM running on Windows Server 2016 using SC2016 DPM. In the Protection tab with SC2016 DPM, click on New to start the wizard for backing up the Hyper-V VM. In the Create New Protection Group wizard, select on Servers and click Next. Now select the Hyper-V VM that you intend to backup and click Next. Next, specify the name of the protection group and select both Disk Backup and Cloud Backup for getting both short-term retention to disk and long-term retention to cloud. Next, specify your short-term recovery goals for short-term retention. Here, I will specify the retention range to be 5 days. Click on Next, and you can now review the space used for the protection group in the storage pool. Click Next, and now you can choose to seed your initial replica to disk over the network or manually seed it offline. Click Next, and now you can specify the option of how you want to enable consistency check if in case a replica turns inconsistent. Choose the option of running a consistency check whenever a replica turns inconsistent if you want DPM to automatically run a consistency check whenever it finds the replica inconsistent. Click Next and select the Hyper-V VM that you want to protect to Azure as well. Now specify the backup policy and the retention range of the online recovery points. Here I will go with the default schedule of daily backups at 9 PM. You can choose to configure the weekly, monthly, and yearly retention policy that will hold your data in Azure accordingly. Click Next, and now you have the option of seeding the initial replica over the network or offline seed to an Azure data center. You can continue to backup incrementals over the network in case you choose to seed the initial copy offline. Click Next and click on Create Group to finish the Create New Protection Group wizard. DPM 2016 also comes with additional security features that help you guard against an accidental passphrase change. Let's say some rogue admin wants to change your passphrase so that you can't recover your backed up data. Normally, one would go to the Management tab and then click on Configure in the Online section. Here you have the option of changing the passphrase in the Encryption Setting page. Click on Generate Passphrase to generate a new passphrase that is different from the older passphrase that you had used to encrypt your initial backup data. Now click on Finish to try to change the new passphrase. And you will see that a dialog box pops up asking you to enter a security PIN in order to change the passphrase. This is the two-factor authentication where you have to generate a security PIN from the Azure portal which will be valid only for 5 minutes and then enter the same PIN here to change the passphrase. This will ensure that there won't be any accidental passphrase change for your backed up data. So, in this way, we can see how SCDPM 2016 helps you protect your private cloud deployments such as Hyper-V and VMware VMs and your server applications such as SQL, SharePoint and Exchange. And you also get the advantages from added security features, which makes your backed up data more safe and secure. This also completes our series in our product offerings for backing up your Windows Server 2016 environment. Thanks for watching.